In this bulletin, volunteer firefighters from New South Wales welcome the federal government's decision to announce compensation for their work. Iran says a jailed Australian academic in the country must serve out her sentence. And Australian seamer Peter Siddle announces his retirement from international cricket. For the latest SBS News, I'm Ben Madden. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended the time it has taken to announce compensation for volunteer firefighters in New South Wales, saying it was important to get the details right. Payments of $300 per day, tax-free, will be made available to individuals with a cap of $6,000. Mr. Morrison says other premiers are welcome to contact him about implementing a similar measure in their state or territory.
And should they wish to enter in this arrangement, if they believe it's appropriate for their state and territory, then we will do so. But I don't presume on those states and territories. They run their own shows. They know what their challenges are in their own circumstances.
New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons welcomed the measure, saying it provides an important safety net while also respecting the desire of volunteers to contribute.
And it'll go a long way to ensuring the ethos of volunteers, volunteering for the want of nothing more in return than to making a difference. They don't want to be paid, that's the message I'm getting loud and clear, but to ensure that there is no hardship or adversity as a result of that volunteering commitment, today's announcement will certainly provide that surety and that confidence and that safety net for volunteers, particularly those that are self-employed or in small or medium business.
Federal Opposition Leader Anthony Albanese says after 2 months of calling for it, he is happy to see the support provided, but says a longer-term national strategy is needed.
Why is it that COAG can't be convened to make sure that there's a national approach here? This is a national emergency. It's gone from northwestern Australia all the way through South Australia, Queensland, New South Wales. This is necessary, and we need to also start to put in place measures that would last beyond just this current crisis.
Sydney's New Year's Eve fireworks will go ahead, despite the call for the display to be cancelled and the funds then redirected to the firefighting effort. Some communities have decided to cancel or postpone their fireworks displays, including Armidale in the state's northern tablelands and Huskiskon on the state's south coast. City of Sydney Council Lord Mayor Clover Moore has rejected calls for the fireworks to be cancelled, saying the event was planned 15 months in advance. Tanya Goldberg from the City of Sydney Council says contingency plans are being developed, which could include cancelling or scaling the event down if there is a total fire ban or catastrophic weather conditions.
Our paramount concern as we strive to deliver the event as planned, and we are meeting regularly with all of our government agency partners and event partners to determine what the best course of action will be. So extreme weather requires an appropriate response, and we'll make that determination in a coordinated way with those agencies together.
Iran's foreign ministry says a jailed Australian academic in the country must serve out her sentence. Kylie Moore-Gilbert reportedly began a hunger strike in Tehran's Evin prison on Tuesday after losing an appeal against a 10-year jail sentence over a charge of spying. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne has called for Ms. Moore-Gilbert to be treated fairly, humanely, and in accordance with international norms. Foreign Ministry spokesman Abbas Mousavi says Iran will not submit to political games and propaganda in response to certain reports in Australian media. Somalia's President Mohamed Abdul Ali Farmaajo has condemned a bomb attack which has killed at least 90 people. A vehicle was detonated during morning rush hour at a busy intersection in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. No group has yet claimed responsibility for the bomb, but Al-Shabaab militants have often carried out attacks there. President Farmaajo says those behind the attack will not succeed in demoralising the Somali people.
The people of Somalia and their government cannot be disappointed and cannot be stopped from developing and rebuilding their country. These Al-Shabaab terrorists are working for the interests of international terrorists. They are here to massacre and legalise the blood and the property of the Somalis and to cause havoc and destruction.
Australian seamer Peter Siddle's 67-test career is over, retiring from international cricket effective immediately. 35-year-old Siddle made his test debut for Australia back in 2008 and remains the last Australian bowler to take a test hat-trick on his birthday during the 2010-11 Ashes series at the Gabba. Speaking to reporters about the decision to retire, Siddle says now was the right time to bow out.
I'm happy with what I've achieved. I'm content. But yeah, like I said, still want to play Victoria, still play Big Bash, and I'll still go over to England this year and play county cricket. Don't know a time frame on how long I'll play domestic cricket, but at this stage, yeah, just going to play it for as long as I can while I'm enjoying it, and just be a little bit more relaxed and not have to worry about selections and the pressures of international cricket.
And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, cloud clearing in 26. Adelaide, very hot and windy in 40. Melbourne, very hot with a late cool change in 43. Hobart, sunny in 40. Canberra, hot and partly cloudy with a top of 39. Wollongong, mostly sunny in 32. Sydney, similar conditions in 31. Newcastle, sunny in 35. Brisbane, partly cloudy in a top of 30. Cairns, possible shower in 31. And Darwin, possible showers or storm in 35. I'm Ben Madden. This is SBS News.